Hello and welcome to episode 77 of the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin from thebluesguitarshow.com. Hope everyone is having a good week out there this week. Been a cool week for me. I'll tell you what I just got done with though yesterday, which I would highly recommend, is the new ZZ Top documentary. I think it's called Little Old Band from Texas on Netflix, and it's really, really good. And I noticed as well on Apple Music, they've just released some of the live recordings that you see in the documentary as a new album. I think three of the tracks are released. I think there's like another four to come, but really worth checking out that. I forgot how much I love ZZ Top. Just some great tunes, aren't they? Really, really cool blues rock stuff. So I hope everyone's doing well this week. What else is going on in the world? I'm going to pick up another one of my old guitars probably next week. That's my Ibanez OM1, which I haven't played since 2017, so I'm going to go pick that up, and I'm assuming it's going to need a big string change, but that should be good fun to go and play that again. I've had a break on my Fender Redondo, which really sucks. I need to go and get some new tuning heads. One of the tuning heads, I guess it must have just got bashed or something, one of the tuning heads has completely come away, but it gives me a chance to replace them, and I'm replacing them with gold ones, so I think it will actually look cooler, because the rest of the guitar is kind of gold and black. It's the Fender Redondo Jetty Black, so it's black with a gold scratch plate, kind of all the detailings are gold, so it makes sense to me that I think that the tuning head should be gold too. Put another few videos up on Instagram this week. One of them had the blues triangle in it, which is what I'm just playing around with there. So if you don't follow the Blues Guitar Show on Instagram, it's at Blues Guitar Show Podcast. I do put a lot of videos and reels up on there that I think would be worth checking out. I try to put stuff out that I think is going to be useful for people, and people are going to be able to learn from. Thank you to everyone that donates at Buy Me A Coffee, the Buy Me A Coffee link. That stuff is really useful and really helps out. If you want to donate to the podcast and you like what I'm doing, or you find you get any value from this stuff, of course this stuff is all free and it always will be. You can head over to buymeacoffee.com in the show notes below, or you can head over to thebluesguitarshow.com, buy some merch, sign up for one of the workshops or lessons, just if you feel like supporting a little bit, it's much appreciated. So in last week's session we were looking at blues solos. This whole little mini series now we're going to be talking about blues solos, and we're going to delve into the kind of main points of how to start playing blues solos, where to start with, and a little bit of improvisation, because I get asked all the time, how do I practice improvisation? What's the best way to learn how to play solos? I'm playing with my friends and I want to be able to play better, and I want to be able to, you know, when I'm doing a jam night, I want to be able to just play solos on the spot. And I'm going to try and give you some of the key stuff that really helped me get to grips with that. And that's one of the things that I do kind of day in, day out. I do a lot of improvisation, mostly because it's one of the things that I really enjoy. When I was doing a lot of jazz bass playing, you end up doing a lot of kind of improvisation in that world. And it's just one of the really fun and creative things about playing music and playing guitar. So in the last episode, we looked at the blues scale. We looked at it in three different positions. That was the open position. Then we looked at it the closed position, fret 5, all in the key of A. And then we looked at it across some of those bottom strings there. See, it's one of those things that's just fun to sit and play around with, and this is kind of one of the very key elements to learning how to improvise is just to try it, just to play it on your own. The guitar is an amazing instrument because we have the capacity to play both the accompaniment and the solo. You know, a lot of the time you can just play an open A note and then... and you can just play and accompany yourself. Now, obviously, this is made so much the better if you've got something like a loop pedal or something that you can record onto. That's another great way of practicing improvisation. You can play a chord sequence, like I mentioned last week. Play a chord sequence, repeat it on some kind of looping device, and just start playing around with these scales and note combinations that you know. Don't forget to get yourself subscribed to the mailing list for these lessons. It's going to be much easier to play along and stuff if you have a copy of the tab. If not, and if you don't want to, that's cool. I will do my best to talk you through it. But if you subscribe over at thebluesguitarshow.com, you'll get access to this tab and the past kind of five or six tabs, I think, are still up there on the file. If you need any specific ones, though, you can just email me, benmartinmusic@live.co.uk. So what we're going to do in this session is we're going to talk about a couple of concepts when it comes to improvisation, and we're going to look over one exercise. And this one exercise, I think, is going to really help when it comes to trying to improvise blues solos using the minor pentatonic. We're going to stick with the minor pentatonic scale for now, and we're going to stick with our key of A. For me, I think it's really useful to try and get to grips with playing this stuff in one key over one set of chord changes before you then start adapting that to other keys and other sets of chord changes. And I think that's because it's one of those things, like I said, I think in the last session, blues solos are kind of quite special because there's so much you can do with so little, but there's also so much you can learn from so little. If you can use one scale, one five note scale, the pentatonic, over one set of three chords, you know, there's really an infinite amount of things that you can say, you know, things you can say with the guitar, different emotions you can convey and kind of note combinations you can use. It really is a huge world to explore, even within those tight constraints. And I think it's better to start off in tight constraints than trying to open up too much too early, because that's when it can get kind of overwhelming. So the first thing that we're going to do is talk about using this minor pentatonic scale or the blues scale. Remember, these scales are only one note apart. I would recommend adding in the note and using the blues scale just because it gives us one extra tone to play with. One extra little chord tone can make quite a big difference. But the idea of what we're going to look at today is playing over just the A. And I'm playing an A minor here. What we're going to do is we're going to use our root notes, which is the 5th fret of the top string, A, the 7th fret of the 4th string, A, and the 5th fret of the bottom string, A. These are our root notes. And what I want you to try and focus on doing is trying to kind of move in and out of those root notes, creating musical sentences or phrases starting and ending at the root. And what we're going to do here, say that we're going to take this root to start with, which is fret 7 on the 4th string. So you see that little phrase starts and ends on the A note. And what I'm doing effectively is I'm creating tension and release, tension and resolve. Because this is an A chord, it's almost like the way I think of it is that the music wants to have this A note over this chord because it makes sense. But I can create some tension by changing to different notes. And then I create the release of the tension. By going back to that root note. So the exercise that I think we'll try here is I'm going to play a kind of rhythmic A minor thing. What I want you to do is try and use the notes of the blues scale or the minor pentatonic scale and create some short phrases starting and ending at A. Now you can try this with the A fret 7 on the 4th string, or you can do it down here, fret 5 on the string 1. That would look more like... And what we want to do is just kind of think of it like speech and try and create that tension, then the release. So we start with root note, it's nice and it's kind of home note. We move away, go further away from the home note, explore some different notes, and back to the home note. And see what you can create with just using the A minor chord and the blues scale or the minor pentatonic scale, up to you. And kind of think of it, one of the tough things about playing guitar is that we don't have the benefit of, say, instruments like saxophone, trumpet, or some of the other kind of more traditional jazz solo instruments, clarinet, flute, in that we don't have to stop playing to breathe. If you're playing a trumpet solo, you could go... Then you need to stop because you need to take a breath. There's a sort of finite amount that you can play. I mean, obviously there are some amazing players that can play crazy amounts of notes in that time, but you have to stop and take a breath, which means you're forced to kind of have that rhythmic feel. Whereas we really have to create that for ourselves. So think of it like you're speaking or you're singing. Then we have a rest. Another rest. Just try and create these short phrases. Right, I'm going to stop waffling on for now and let's try it. Okay, I'm just going to play it A minor and I want you to try and create those phrases. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was useful. If you want to record yourself playing along to that, either as a voice note or a video, you can please do send it over to me at benmartinmusic@live.co.uk. That's the email address. And I'm happy to give you some feedback on that stuff. Now, this week's tab lick kind of challenge is going to be this lick here. Which is actually in the A minor pentatonic scale and works perfectly over an A minor. And it includes some cool techniques. So what we're going to do is we're going to go from this G, fret 3 on the 6th string, all the way up to the high E, fret 12 on the 3rd string. And we're going to go G to A on the 6th string, which is 3 to 5. Go down a string, 3 to 5, so C to D. That's. And then we're going to slide with our third finger from fret 5 to fret 7 on the 5th string. So that's going to be... And that takes us up to the E. And now all we're going to do is kind of copy and paste that shape, starting this time at fret 5 on the 4th string, which is the G. We go fret 5 to 7, down a string 5, 7, and then slide from 7 to 9. So put those two parts together. And then we're going to drop down and compensate, of course, for the B string and start on fret 8. And we're going to go 8, 10, string 1, 8, 10. Slide again from 10 to 12, and then this time just go back to fret 10 on the second string, which is our A note. So I'm going to go all the way, and that's a really cool lick. We can throw throw into any kind of, I mean, you can throw it into A minor. A nice kind of A minor context, or over an A7. So a couple of things that I think are really worth trying there. As I said earlier, this week's kind of thing that I'd like everyone to do is to play an A minor chord, give it a bit of rhythm. You can kind of choose the rhythm, go for a blues shuffle or go for something a bit funkier. And just try that kind of creating tension and resolve using the root notes and the other notes in either the blues scale or the minor pentatonic. Try and create those tensions and releases. Don't forget to try and add in rhythm. And we haven't looked at rhythm yet. We're going to be looking at rhythm in the next session specifically. But for now, just try and keep it like sweet, short sentences. Sentences or phrases. And think, if I was playing a trumpet, would I be able to play this many notes without stopping to breathe? If the answer is no, then you're playing too many notes. You want to keep these phrases nice and short and nice and concise. All right, well, I hope that was useful. Hopefully some food for thought. See more of those. A to A, tension and release. Alright, so if you have any questions or anything, don't hesitate to shoot me over an email. As I mentioned before, if you want to leave a review, that would be super cool. If you want to donate, buy me a coffee, that would be awesome. There's merchandise available, which I think looks really cool, and who doesn't want to look cool? Alright, have a good week, everybody. Don't forget to practice. See you in the next one. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.